Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Everyone, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corin Chad here, your host for this weekend's edition. Also your host on our website, kereport.com, and podcast, the KE Report. As I always mention, please be sure to go back through our website and podcast, listen to all the daily editorials and company updates that we recorded and posted throughout the week. Also, our note for this upcoming week is that we will be at the New Orleans Investment Conference, which is starting on Thursday. So a bit of a, less postings that will be coming this week. However, we will be touching base with a lot of companies at that conference. So please keep in touch with us. Send us emails if there are any companies that you want us to chat with. To kick off this show, I'm happy to announce that we are chatting with Axel Merk, President and Chief Investment Officer of Merk Investments. Now, Axel, let's start off with the precious metals, gold in particular, because look, gold, as we're recording this, it's about halfway through the day on Wednesday. Gold is hanging out just below that $2,000 level right now in the futures market, trading at $1,995. Gold has remained quite strong in the face of higher U.S. dollar, higher rates, and in all fairness, most other markets trending lower. Now, I know people are balancing out geopolitical issues, but also economic data in terms of higher inflation. Axel, how are you viewing gold broadly here with all these different mixed currents and all these different topics that investors can focus on?
Yeah, hi, Corey. Great to be with you. And yes, so of course we have our views of what gold should be doing, but the baseline is usually what is the market doing and why is the market doing what it is doing. And of course we don't have a crystal ball, but let's go through some of the drivers of the price of gold, and then we can muse about whether those are the reasons why the price of gold is high. The one you mentioned, geopolitical risk, right? Historically, when geopolitical risk layers up, price of gold gets a bump, but it tends to fizzle out quite quickly. Unless, of course, the disaster, so to speak, explodes in our face. Now, we haven't quite seen that. Of course, there's an escalation potential, a significant one, of what's happening in Israel. So that's one item. I just leave that out there. The second one is real interest rates. Now, real interest rates have been very high. I know that a lot of gold people don't really believe in looking out at long-term real interest rates, but the market pays attention to that, and there's a historical correlation. And so real interest rates are rather high, yet the price of gold is very high. And indeed, if we have inflation come down further, those real interest rates even go up higher, and even on the short end, real interest rates are high. And so does that mean inflation is going to pick up again? Well, the market isn't pricing that in. Next one is obviously a pure diversification play. When equities are sour, then people are looking for diversification. We haven't had that in ages because the Fed was printing so much money. So that seems to me, from what I'm seeing, one of the prime candidates. And why would equities be tanking? Talking about S&P 500, those sort of things. And that's when a recession is around the corner. Historically, in a deep recession, gold does quite well. In a shallow recession, the market is kind of forward-looking, looking through that, and then price of gold might do whatever. But in a more severe recession, the price of gold is doing well. So I think the buyers of gold are telling us the recession is going to be more severe, and we can talk about my reasons. I actually think that is a very much a likely scenario. But in any case, the market, the gold price and also the equities are telling us something that many of the pundits are not telling us.
Well, Axel, just along that line of thinking, when you think about where interest rates have trended over the last year and a half, you know, one of the biggest increases we've seen on a percentage basis in decades, And when you think about how the dollar has, it's kind of been a whipsaw roller coaster, but it's still been pretty strong this year. To have gold up just under $2,000 as we discuss this, it's kind of surprising to a lot of people that gold held up as well as it is. And on the other side of that discussion, you just mentioned recession, that there's those fears in the future. They keep getting pushed further into the future, but there are those concerns that we're going to see an economic slowdown. And many people postulated if we saw a big market correction and an economic contraction, that it would pull gold down with it. Others believe it'll diverge. What camp do you fall into in that discussion?
Well, first of all, I should mention first on the drivers, right? I mentioned these macro environments. Of course, if one looks at the buyers and sellers, the one thing I think we should mention is central banks have been bigger buyers than they had been for a while this year, and that may well be related to geopolitical risks. If you're a country that's not so friendly with the U.S., maybe you want to hold fewer treasuries, maybe you want to diversify a little bit into gold, so that could be a driver. As far as in a recession, well, the reason why historically anyway, in a recession, gold does well is because it's the most sensitive asset reacting to changes in monetary policy. The discount, all markets are forward-looking, and so the discounting of the value is obviously higher when interest rates are lower. That said, we have a Federal Reserve that has promised to be, quote-unquote, higher for longer. And so the buyer of gold doesn't quite buy that. The buyer of gold thinks that the Federal Reserve will have to act, or it thinks that everything else is going to be so bad that gold is the least bad alternative. Now, of course, the other thing I haven't talked about is the deficits. We are in a reasonably decent economy and have dramatic deficits. Those deficits are likely to worsen in a recession. So maybe, just maybe, we're shifting to a new regime where the market is finally taking notice of that. Obviously, we have the much higher bond yields, not terribly high by historic standards, but for the last 20 years anyway, that's been unprecedented, so to speak, right? And so maybe this is all a new environment. And the reason I use these maybes, I'm just trying to be humble. And as you guys know, I have quite a substantial amount in my personal investments in gold. We manage over $1 billion in gold and gold mining. So I might be biased here in my views, but I'm still trying to be humble to respect what the market might be telling us. And it is the forward-looking element that I think is driving much of that. It's the diversification power. People have given up on diversification, really, after the many, many years of stocks just going through the roof on whatever happened. And it looks like there is a chance that some sense is coming back into the market, that diversification is actually of value.
So, Axel, you mentioned the demand coming from central banks, and we've heard that gold price is really being held up a lot by that demand from central banks and how they are consistent buyers. Do you tie this in at all to something we hear in the precious metals community, and that is the global move away from the U.S. dollar? Is that part of the central bank narrative?
Yes and no. Yes, it may be happening, but no, there is no coordinated international conspiracy to make that happen. Everybody acts in their own interest. And when people say, oh, we want to create an alternative to the dollar, well, there's a reason why the dollar is the reserve currency. Now, obviously, in the U.S., there are various dynamics that undermining that, but you don't destroy that overnight unless something more radical happens. But more importantly, you don't build that overnight in another place. You can't have a few people come together in a room and saying, hey, we're going to have a competing currency to the dollar. You need to build the capital markets, the debt markets in particular. You need to be able to have a robust financial system elsewhere in the world. And I know that there are many critics and I have my own share of criticism about U.S. regulations, but the U.S., as much as we're complaining, still has a framework where investors historically have gone for capital formation. You don't do that in most other countries.
All right, Axel. Sorry, I have to cut you off, but we are out of time for this segment. We're having you back on next segment, so everyone stick around. We're going to be right back with Axel Merkel.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And we are continuing to chat with Axel Merk, Chief Investment Officer at Merk Investments. Now, Axel, let's carry over that overview of the gold market and the gold price to the gold stocks, because as well as gold is held up and as close as it is to breaking the new all-time highs, fact of the matter is, the stocks, both juniors and majors,
have lagged. They're nowhere close to all-time highs, and they've been in more so a bear market for the last 3 years after that bounce in 2020. Axel, your thoughts on the gold stocks, why they're lagging gold so much?
Well, I mean, price of gold is the quote-unquote most sensitive to monetary policy. The next in line may be gold miners, but they haven't come to life yet, I suppose. I mean, the majors, of course, are substantially cash flow positive. The juniors, they are a credit play in some ways. They are in continuous need of capital. Financing conditions aren't great, even with the price of gold where it is, maybe because those providing money are not sure yet that this price is sustainable. If we have indicators of a more severe recession, I would think at the latest then those sort of companies will come to life. But in the short term, the major gold miners have, in my view at least, completely underinvested. Their gold is getting depleted. But they have been patient, and they said, well, hey, these juniors are cheap, but we'll pick them up when they're even cheaper, because they will kind of run dry, so to speak. That's the game plan. Whether that's going to work out, well, it remains to be seen. It's really the question of how long is the economy going to pick up. But clearly, amongst the juniors, the stronger players are able to raise money, but many of the other ones are not. And the time for them to be in a more favorable environment is, in my view, when we have clearer signs of a recession building. And of course, on the other end of that, it's of course an opportunity, right? Because they are still cheap. But I can't give specific investment advice, and as any gold mining investor knows, it's a highly speculative investment, and you need to know what you can afford in that space.
Well, Axel, just along the topic of the disconnect between where the metals price are and where the mining stocks are valued, if you think back to the last cycle, really from 2001 to 2011, but particularly coming out of the great financial crisis from 2009 to 2011, we saw companies that were getting $100, $200, $300 an ounce in the ground as far as their reserves and their resources. And now a lot of companies we look at are getting $20, $30, but some down to $10, even $5. We're talking for millions of ounces in the ground. And it used to be that if you had a million or 2 million ounces, it would be something that would be attractive as a takeover candidate. Now these stocks are being valued like their ounces don't matter anymore. And even the valuations we're seeing when you look at the producers, their margins are in the, you know, say $550 to $650 range right now, with gold around $2,000 or even at $1,900, and they're pricing at around $1,250, $1,350. They've got fat margins. Why are the big producers not taking that money and buying development projects? And why are the producers themselves valued so much differently than they were in the last cycle?
Well, I guess, first of all, you're telling me we're not in the peak of a bull market. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, I suppose, right? But these are not the hallmarks of a peak in the market. And so that's encouraging. And yes, I mean, these major producers, they're looking for big projects. They have gone big enough, and then so they're looking at these copper gold projects. But at the same time, there are obvious candidates for them to buy, with some mines that are close to the mines where they're already based and whatnot. And I don't want to mention any specific names here, but they are clearly quote unquote patient. And as far as the market is concerned, I mean, the last bear market had shown that when there's a bull market, all the stakeholders want more money. The government wants more money. The workers want more money. Then energy prices can be high, a substantial component. Then there's also been the meme stocks, kind of have been a competitor to the miners. As I mentioned, right, gold mining companies are speculative, and so the speculators want to get some of their profits in the digital asset space. But all those are more excuses than anything else. I do think that at some point they will have to add ounces to the portfolio. And by the way, during the last bear market, investors called these mining companies, get your house in order. You may recall that they overpaid for some acquisitions and whatnot, and they've taken that to heart, probably more so than is warranted for their own long-term benefits, because they are going to run out of gold, so to speak, over time, if they don't acquire new assets. And so it's a wait and see game. And what's happening, and of course, in the meantime, we may see more mid-tier mergers, and maybe some other new companies will emerge. And so at some point, the market will force everybody's hands. It doesn't get made easier by the egos of some of these management companies, the managers, right? Because They always think that they're worth more than maybe the market thinks, and they don't really want to lose their job in a merger. And so that, those sort of things play a non-negligible role as part of that. But it will all be sorted out with time, either because they are forced to, because they run out of money, or because the price of gold will make things more attractive.
Yeah, it seems to be that's what the investors in this space are waiting for, that either companies run out of money and they have to get acquired, or the gold price saves everybody and all the stocks go higher. But Axel, do you think, looking back to, let's say, the 2010, 2011 time frame when the market for gold was on everybody's radar, it was on TV, everybody was talking about it, even the ETFs for the stocks were relatively new. Nowadays, you even mentioned all these other distractions, other sectors out there that pull investors away and, quite frankly, simply distract them. Do you think we could ever see those valuations again in terms of the stocks, considering that, look, the financial world, the markets are always changing, and back then the gold ETFs were new. They're on everyone's radar. Now it seems like, look, they're still around. People have played them, but there are other sectors that people are also playing.
Well, the short answer is yes, we can see that. And the one investor group I didn't mention in the beginning is the speculator, right? Because they have gone to the meme stocks. And the speculators, they're not loyal to crypto or loyal to SPACs or meme stocks or whatever it may be. They're loyal to a good trend. And so let the price of gold or gold miners go in one direction, beat it up or down, and they'll be glad to jump on the bandwagon. And so that can create a dynamic of its own. So I'm not suggesting you can never have an excessive bull market again. What I'm saying is we are far away from that. But yes, I mean, people can get disillusioned with any one meme stock, with any one thing. And and when that happens, I'm not necessarily going to be happy. Of course, you like it on the way up. But then you can see volatility that can get many people to lose money. And so in some ways, as frustrating as the current environment is to many, I somewhat prefer it to be in this environment than in a bull frenzy when everybody talks about it, because that's usually the end of a extended bull market. And last time, the bear market lasted for quite some time, and that wasn't so pleasant.
Yeah, no kidding, Axel. That bear market, it lasted a long time, even after the washout happened. So hopefully we don't have to go through that again. Axel, it's great having you on this weekend show. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you, and follow me on Twitter or visit us on our website. Have a good one.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Our community can now breathe a sigh of relief.
This Saturday, a sigh of relief in the state of Maine. After a 48-hour manhunt, detectives in Maine find the mass shooting suspect dead. He shot himself in the head. This after killing 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar. Lewiston, Maine Police Chief David St. Pierre speaking at a news conference.
We're going to grieve for the families that lost loved ones here. We're going to continue to work. We're going to persevere.
And the chief telling reporters,
I just don't want to forget the families that are grieving and will continue to grieve. I don't want to forget the law enforcement officials that have worked tirelessly throughout this whole event.
The Israeli Air Force pummeling the northern portion of the Gaza Strip. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, expanding operations to wipe out Hamas terrorists. 229 Israeli hostages still being held against their will. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In the back half of this show, we are shifting our focus more to the energy sector as we are chatting with Joseph Schachter, founder and editor of the Schachter Energy Report, also writes the Eye on Energy Report, which is a free letter that Joseph shares more of the macro drivers around the oil and natural gas prices. And just as a reminder, I was just at Joseph's annual conference in Calgary, where I got a chance to sit through a lot of company presentations, meet with a lot of companies, and reconnect with a lot of companies. And also in Joseph's new couple rooms in that conference, a focus more on the green energy transition, a number of companies that were there. So I really enjoyed, again, being at that show, and I do want to spend more time on more company details throughout this interview. But as we always do here, Joseph, let's start off with some of the macro drivers, starting off with the oil price. And I just really want to know how you are balancing out the constant supply demand data that you go through, but then also, again, balancing out this war that's going on, Israel and Hamas, and how that has impacted price more in the shorter term. How are you balancing out all these factors right now, Joseph?
Well, let's talk first the fundamentals and why, where the price of oil should be based on fundamentals, and then we'll talk about the war and war premium issues. Bank of America today came out with scenarios based on the war side, so I'll spend a bit of time there. On the price of oil, we're about 84, 85 U.S. today, and the price was 88, 89, you know, right after the invasion, and everybody worried about it spreading to Gaza in the north. But the fundamentals, Europe's seeing a slowdown, a severe slowdown, recession in Germany. Demand numbers are lower there. the EIA data that came out today showed that the U.S. had demand down 1.8 million to 20.1 million, and the fall-offs there were propane and other oils. But we also had finished motor gasoline down 80,000 barrels a day during the week. And the key thing that's going on there is the inventories also grew. They were up 1.4 million. They weren't expected to grow. And if you look at year-to-date, total consumption is down to 0.5%, 20.17 to 20.28 for a year ago. So the U.S. consumption is below a year ago. You have weak Germany, you have weak China. My view is we should be mid-70s based on the fundamentals. And, you know, we were heading down there, and then, of course, the events happened on October 7th.
Yeah, Joseph, we're going to have to just follow along with how these geopolitical events unfold, whether it does escalate to a larger scale situation or whether it stays more contained to the two sides as it is. But there's a lot going on in the oil markets that are pushing it higher, not just on the geopolitical side, but also on the macro side. It'll be interesting to see if we get that pullback you mentioned. What about nat gas, though? That's kind of a different market. It's had a little bit of a bump. In your recent Ion Energy that you just put out, I think earlier today as we record this, you mentioned there's some bullish factors coming into the nat gas space and for the nat gas companies. What's your outlook there?
Yeah, well, winter's coming. Game of Thrones. That's what natural gas needs. We're $3 for NYMEX. We're below $2 for AECO. That number could pop because of the cold weather in Alberta right now. I haven't seen a new quote on that in the last 48 hours. So I think that we're looking at higher prices as we go through into the winter, November, December, January, February. And if we have big drawdowns of 200, 300 BCF a week, which will tell you that, that the electricity grid is going to be at maximum capacity, burning cogen, natural gas and cogen facilities, I think that would be something that really wakes up the price of natural gas. As well, in the second half of 2024, there's a number of new facilities coming on in the Gulf Coast, which will take more gas out of the U.S. system, which will mean they'll import more from Canada. And then in 2025, as you may have seen the articles from Tourmaline from Mike Rose, that's when the first LNG Canada train comes on, and they'll be taking 2 BCF. That'll tighten up supply in Western Canada, and we could be looking at $4 or $5 AECO, and better prices than that in the LNG export market. So I think we're, that's why if I get this correction in the general market and it pulls, Q3 results are a little poor because of those lower commodity prices versus last year, we may get another great buying opportunity like we got in March of this year. If you remember, I had two buy signals kick in, one March 13th, one March 15th, and we added seven names each time to our action buy list. I'm expecting one more buy window coming before the end of the year. It could happen in the next few weeks if things are cool in the Middle East and we see, inventories building, then we could get into the mid-70s, get ourselves our buy signal. On the other hand, it could be tax loss selling, because if you look at a lot of the companies, their stocks are trading near their lows versus nearer their highs. And again, if you have weak markets and, people will be forced to look at tax loss selling activity, and that could give us another opportunity to buy stocks at good prices.
All right, let's get into the stocks. As I said, I do want to focus a lot here and more recap kind of my takeaways from your conference and see what you have to say about some of the corporate strategies out there. Because one thing that I was, I think, a little bit surprised on is last year when I was at the conference, a lot of companies were excited about the cash flow they were generating and looking at different angles to invest that money, to grow, to continue to increase production. This year it seemed like all, or at least most of the companies, were laser focused on returning capital to shareholders. That's what I heard from a number of companies that, quite frankly, their production results, their financials were not moving markets, but when they issued special dividends, increased their base dividend, that is what investors were paying attention to, and that is what moved their stock more than anything. Joseph, what does this environment mean for these stocks? Are you seeing the same thing?
Well, the companies are telling me that when they go on the road shows, and of course there's been a lot of them by the brokers between the bank-owned firms and the oil-focused brokerage firms, that the institutional investors are now interested in the sector, especially the larger cap names. You have to have like a $1 billion market cap to get portfolio managers to look at it, i.e. generalist portfolio managers. They're being told, look, I can get 5% risk-free, give me my risk-free equivalent, and then I'll be willing to, you know, take a chance on your stock for the long term. So companies are being arm-twisted to pay regular and special dividends to give that yield, and then they're getting generalists willing to buy the stock. My view is it's a very short-term thinking approach. I think we should be looking again, continuing to look at the acquisition. You know, we saw recently that Tourmaline made another acquisition, and I think that the guys who are the smart ones, who really know the sector and are willing to make the investment decision to build up, I think are going to be the winners, and those who are just playing Bay Street, Wall Street, give me what the flavor of the month in terms of business decisions, are going to end up being they are going to be taken over by the acquisitors who say, look, you're not running your assets properly. We can do a better job, or we can lower overhead. We can we can concentrate facilities. We're better at hedging, and I think we're going to see a lot more M&A activity more in 2024 as we get closer to LNG Canada coming on. I think we'll see more consolidation in the Montney, and in the States, I think it's pretty clear that the U.S. Permian, Eagle Ford, and Gulf Offshore are the areas where that are very attractive and are going to see more consolidation.
M&A, Joseph, something that we will talk about in the next segment. So everyone, stick around. We are going to be right back with Joseph Schachter, continuing to focus on the energy sector.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, wrapping up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are continuing to chat with Joseph Schachter, founder and editor of the Schachter Energy Report. Now, Joseph, you brought up M&A at the very tail end of last segment. Let's dive a bit more into M&A in the energy sector, because we have seen some mega deals. Some of the large guys buying other large companies, combining with other large companies. But again, as we said in the first segment, a lot of companies are still just focused on returning money to shareholders. Do you think that any of the recent M&A spurs more of that, entices more of the bigger companies or even the mid-sized companies to acquire rather than return money to shareholders?
You know, as I mentioned, you know, Bonavista was taken out by Tourmaline, so Mike Rose said, I want more assets in the foothills because I can see that working well within our own asset base currently. I think we're going to see more of that going forward. You know, I think some of the privates may just say, look, we're never going to get the value given our size. Maybe we'll sell out to a bigger company and take paper. So I think that the M&A side is going to be there. But I think, we're not going to see M&A in the oil sands. I think the industry there is as it's going to be. There'll be moderate growth maybe from SAGD producers, thermal producers, and conventional heavy oil industry producers. But I don't think you're going to see another greenfield oil sands project in my lifetime.
Now, Joseph, this has been a trend. These big mega mergers, mega takeovers, lots of money have been thrown around in kind of a select few deals. Are there any that stand out to you that you think really set up the acquiring company to, they already are major players, but to really take hold of a certain area or overall the market?
Let's talk about the Canadian one. If you look at the deal that Tourmaline did, it was half cash and half shares. So they were willing to be the vendor wanted to have shares because they wanted to stay for the upside. If you look at the Hess deal with Chevron, it was an all-stock deal. So the Hess family, which had built that thing over 50, 60 years, wanted to participate on the upside. And in case of Exxon, I'm not sure how they financed it, but I think there was some equity component there. So again, I think that the vendors are saying, the game isn't over. We like the sector, but we see the reason for mergers, but we want to be there on the merger. If some people want cash, they can get cash, but the majority of them are saying at this point with stocks so cheap relative to the reserves, relative to where the reserves will be worth in a $100 oil or $125 oil environment, they still want to be equity holders. So if M&A wants to happen, you have to give equity to the vendors.
Well, other than M&A, Joseph, as far as growth, where do you see the best growth profile in the companies that you had at your show?
Well, I think that, you know, and just to give you the numbers here, the drill count in the States is down 19%, so 624 rigs last Friday versus 771. In Canada, we had 198 working versus 210, and so, you know, the rig counts are down, but the productivity of the wells is better because they're doing longer-reach horizontals. So that's why you're seeing the U.S. production holding at 12.3 million barrels a day on the oil side. And on the liquid side, liquids production is up 5.4% from a year ago, 8.4 million versus 7.98 million. So the NGLs are growing, and of course that light oil in the U.S. side is being exported because the refineries on the Gulf Coast are built for the heavier oils that they originally used to get from Mexico and Venezuela, and now Canada's the big provider of that heavy oil. So if I look at Canada and I look at companies that are wanting to grow, Crescent Point fits that bill, Paramount Resources fits that bill, of course Tourmaline, you know, is always there. Whitecap Resources, after taking over XTO, you know, may sell some non-core, but they're going to be a growth player longer term. Crew I see as a new and as a grower in NuVista, Pinecliff, and then, you know, oily names like Surge are going to grow, and then, you know, then some of the international names I can throw a few at you. But to me, there are companies that have a growth focus, and that's the names that I prefer, and those are the ones we're spending time on. But as I said, with the lower commodity prices in Q3 of this year versus last year, and, of course, companies focus on debt repayment and as you said, return to shareholders, I think the comparisons that we see coming out in the next, you know, tomorrow, it starts. Whitecap reports tomorrow morning, Precision Drilling, Imperial Oil is on Friday, and then the next 3-4 weeks are just heavily chock-a-blocked with daily reporters. I think we're going to see company comparisons that may not, outside of doing an acquisition from one year to the other, like Whitecap did, where the numbers will be up. I think a lot of the companies that did not do acquisitions, the numbers may not be impressive.
So, Joseph, how do you balance that out then? If you do like growth, and these companies do need growth, the whole sector does need growth to a certain extent, especially with generally higher energy prices. But again, the market is not really rewarding them for spending this money, and there is risk attributed to when you spend on growth. So how do you figure out the ones that have the best growth profile and aren't just trying to grow in a market that's telling them not to grow?
Well, what I'm watching for is a couple of things. One, did they get their debt under control so that they can grow? So again, no balance sheet problems is probably the first thing you checklist. Second, you need facilities. If you're going to go after liquids-rich natural gas, you need to have pipeline access. You need to have compression stations. You need to be able to bring your product to market. So again, you look at all of those things and look at the presentations of the companies, and of course, be on the quarterly conference calls and listen to what they're talking about in terms of infrastructure build to grow the companies over the next few years so that they can control their own destiny and not have to, you know, find supply or take away capacity from other players where they could be interrupted by the other player putting his own gas in and not letting you in the pipeline. The other, of course, is egress for oil. We have Trans Mountain hopefully coming on sometime in 2024 with a blowout cost. But once that oil gets, you know, gets sent to the West Coast, then really there's no more egress in Canada to bring oil to market. So that's going to be a problem. So if you're an oil player, what are you going to do? If you're a natural gas liquids player, then, of course, your natural gas liquids are going to always be needed by the oil sands players to move their product. And, of course, because we still import a lot of NGLs, condensate from the U.S., So if you can bring on new condensate, you can displace imports from the States.
Well, speaking of capacity in the sector, we hear a lot of buzz still, Joseph, about some of the oil services companies, not so much the drilling companies, but the pipeline and services companies. Are there any of those that stand out to you that have a pretty good, robust future in front of them?
Well, the ones I like that are doing things on both sides of the border. So CES Energy Solution provides fluids for drilling and fluids for producing in difficult wells. So they're a good one. I also like the companies in the fracking business because they have pristine balance sheets in the case of Trican and a strong one in the case of STEP. So I like those. The part of the area of the industry that still has to clean up their balance sheets are the drillers. They still have, billion-dollar debt loads, Precision, Ensign. So I'd like to see more progress there before you could jump on and say, yeah, I want to own some of those names. But I think looking at the frackers and looking at something like CES would be probably where I'd recommend people focus on. And we had all three of those companies, CES, Precision Drilling, and Ensign, presenting at our conference this year.
What about some of the royalty companies, too? I chatted with a handful of them. There are actually a couple more at the conference this year, I believe, than in the last couple of years. Do you like the royalty place?
Well, our clients do. They want income. You know, we've got an older client base that are subscribers, so they asked us to cover it. So we covered Topaz first. We had Freehold there for the first time, and I'm going to get to know that story better. And we had Source Rock Royalty, which you guys know. Brad Daugherty was there presenting his story. And then on the clean tech, we had a company called RE Royalty. So, part of it is TMX being the sponsor. They wanted us to move into the energy industry of today, but the energy industry of tomorrow. And they had one room that was clean tech, another room that was critical minerals. And so we're planning to have two rooms every year going forward, so that people can see that we're not a bunch of dinosaurs in the old industry, but we're also bringing to them interesting companies for the energy industry of tomorrow.
Yeah, I spent some time in those TMX rooms, and I found it very interesting. There are some cool companies there trying some very different things and developing some unique technologies. Joseph, thank you very much for, again, hosting that conference. I look forward to next year's conference. So, Joseph, thank you for your time this weekend. Everybody, thanks for tuning in to this weekend show. Joseph, everybody listening, I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend.
Okay.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-VITAL-90. That's 833-VITAL-90.